Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So Ben, when was the last time you went on a first date?
That would be the first date with my wife. It better not have been after that.
We'll just say it was the first date with your wife.
Right. For the sake.
Well, does a hookup off of Craigslist count as a first date?
Chris, do you go on very many first dates? You're probably the only one really dating.
I haven't been on any first dates in a long time.
You just skip right ahead to the third.
I want
to
know what Chris's first date personality is. Like, do you play shy guy or do you come in with full personality?
I always act like someone's calling me and then I'll answer the phone. I'll be like, oh, well, tell him I don't care if Harrison Ford isn't in the picture. And then I'll hang up. I'm like, I'm sorry. This is so rude of me.
Don't they get suspicious when your cell phone is from 1989?
I've got like the first Nokia cell phone ever.
Why this big movie star that knows Harrison Ford can't upgrade to a...
You have Zach Morris's cell phone.
Exactly.
Tell Paramount we're going rogue. I'll just fund the bitch myself.
Now, what kind of things do you say, though, like when you're in a first date, when you want to sell yourself? Like, you want to impress, right?
Well, that depends on who I'm on a first date with. Am I on a first date with...
You're basing it on the type of girl you're with.
Exactly.
Well, I'm guessing on most first dates with Chris, he probably isn't in that I want to get to know you mode. He's probably more in the I want to get to taste you mode.
Is that true, Chris?
Well, it just depends on... I mean, it depends. Yeah, there's sometimes...
Well, you know, that's the role that Chris plays on the show, but... I know that Chris, if it's a nice, like, real good, like, a girl that is a cool girl, Chris wouldn't be like that.
Now, what are some of the things that you would say to, like, plant a seed that maybe you might be interested in something to happen later that night?
Why don't we
like,
just...
Because I know that you must, like, imply that you're looking for some instant action.
Well, I'll try to find out what kind of girl I'm dealing with by... planning. Hey,
let's just do the role play. Okay. Ben, you'll be our waiter, okay?
Okay.
Me, and I'm a girl though in this case. What's my name?
Miranda.
Miranda. Okay, there we go. Miranda. So it's me and Chris's first date, and you just come up to the table and like serve us and ask just take our order first, and then we'll go.
Okay, so it's Chris taking you out on a first date.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here let me go. Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
You stole my joke. I was going to start out by
Well, it seemed obvious. Now, Chris, do you supersize on a first date?
And do you order for the girl? Do you be like, the lady will have the McRib?
Exactly.
Now, if she orders two apple pies for a buck, does that mean that she has to give you some ass that night?
My rule is, two apple pies for a buck means we're definitely going to fuck.
Oh man. No, come on. Let's do the
I was going to start out with, you know, Miranda, I want you to know you can have all the salad and breadsticks you want tonight.
That's fine. We're at the Olive Garden.
Okay.
All right, Ben, you're taking our order.
Okay. Hey, good evening, folks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just here with my new lady friend, Miranda.
Yeah. I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Awesome. Anyways, my name's Walter. Can I start you guys off with some beverages?
Yeah.
The lady's going to have a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And just water from the tap for me.
All right. We have some good specials on artichoke dip or mozzarella sticks are delicious. Did you guys want an appetizer?
That sounds kind of good. I like mozzarella sticks.
You have such a sexy voice.
Oh my god, thank you. Not in front of the waiter, though. Not in front of Walter.
I got like 11 tables. Do you guys want to fucking advertise or what?
Yeah, why don't you give us some stuffed mushrooms to get the fuck out of my scene?
Okay, like now we're assuming that I left.
Right.
Right.
Okay, now go ahead.
I like how in control of the situation you were there.
I knew you would. You seem like the type of girl who likes to be controlled.
Hey guys, it's me, Walter. I'm back with your beverages. Here's the tap water for the gentleman. And this is the original Coke?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I believe I asked for Diet Coke or New Coke, which has only one calorie. Or no, Coke Zero.
Oh, I mean, I can go get a Diet Coke.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so now I just left the original Coke on the table and I left. So all go right. ahead.
So honestly, what would you say in this situation, Chris?
In what situation?
You just...
The Coke thing? I don't care.
No, not the Coke. I'm just saying you're sitting at a table with Miranda. So, what do you like to do for fun?
No one would ever ask me, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, of course they would.
Really?
What do you think they would ask? Like, what are you into? I don't know. Like, I don't know how girls talk.
Maybe the first thing would be, what do you do for a living?
Okay, there you go.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do?
I'm in healthcare.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
That
people
is
always say that's cool about things that aren't cool, by the way. That's how you know what you're doing is not cool, because they'll go, that's cool. That's cool.
But if you're a woman, you'd want to find out what the number on the W-2 is, so you would ask him if he's a doctor.
Oh, healthcare, huh? That's did you go to school for that, or like 8 years?
I did. I just find the human body so fascinating.
Wow, that's what kind, like, what do you do in healthcare? What kind of stuff do you do?
I consider myself a healer.
Oh wow!
You know, it's like the body and mind. I've always felt are not separate. There's a continuous flow from the body to the mind to the soul to the vagina.
That's so true. I think the same thing.
I thought you would.
What do you do for fun? Like, what do you like to do on the weekends?
I just like to do a lot of physical sports activities to try to keep my body in great shape so that I can heal people more efficiently during the week.
It looks like you really do take good care of yourself.
Oh, thanks. That's so cool that you noticed.
Thanks. That's cool of you to thank me.
You're welcome.
Shoddy Radio.
So have you guys heard about the TSA thing?
Yeah.
The pat downs?
Yeah. You know, like the scanner is like supposed to be really intrusive or whatever. I don't follow anything. Most of my news I get from monologue jokes, honestly.
But, it's not that intrusive.
Okay, but you have the option to not use the scanner and go for a pat down.
Which is intrusive.
Which is intrusive because they specifically
cup your balls.
They specifically tell them to grope the genitals in like the TSA manual handbook or whatever. My question is, and I really, really want to do this. I want to take a Viagra right before I fly. And just,
you can't chub one up yourself?
Well, I'm saying I might get nervous, but then I'm guaranteed to have a rock hard erection when I walk up. And I'm going to have it the entire time as I walk up. And I'm going to have super tight pants on. And I'm going to say that I want the pat down. And I'm going to stare right into the eyes of the person as they pat me down. And do you think I could get in any type of trouble for doing that?
Like, what leg do they have to stand on?
That's my point. I got an extra leg to stand on, speaking of which.
Totally say, yo,
he might feel like the rigidness of your cock, and he might think that you have one of those little tiny pistols that the women would have in a James Bond movie.
No, he'd be like, think I had a bazooka. Sir, is this a weapon or half of a cert? And I mean like a single cert, not like a roll. He's going to say all that.
Why would I have? First of all, I've never heard the term a single cert. Why would I?
Is this half of a cert, the kind that don't have flavor crystals, the extra small kind?
But seriously, wouldn't that be a good idea? Like, I don't think you could get in any trouble. And they have to grab your dick, right?
Well, I don't think that you would need the Viagra because it would be another dude. I feel like as an anticipation of that,
I know.
You would already be like throbbing.
You take a Viagra, that might make your dick explode.
If the guy's hand doesn't.
What about this? Oh, man. Could you get in trouble for coming while they touched you, while they grabbed you?
Well, you can't help if you come.
That's my point. But I wonder if you could get in some type of trouble.
And how would they know?
No, that was in the news. A guy got arrested for that.
For coming?
I think. I don't remember if I read it. Okay, I honestly read something where either the TSA guy came or the the passenger came, or it could have been on The Onion. But I know I read something somewhere.
Someone came.
Yeah. Do a Google search of TSA come.
I already did. Let me just go to my history.
You know what? It's like in the strip clubs. Like, you're not supposed to come in your pants, but if the girl's cool, she's cool.
I can't believe I'm Google searching TSA come right now. Videos for TSA come.
Here it is. I found it.
You found it already?
Yeah, I typed in TSA ejaculation.
You know what I was wondering?
What?
Why is it that it has to be a guy if it's a guy, it has to be a girl if it's a girl? What if you're gay? Then you want the guy, like Danny would want the guy.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, what if I request a woman and pretend like I'm gay?
I don't know.
That's like discrimination, isn't it?
Oh, that's true.
Or if I identify myself more as a woman because I feel like I have sexual confusion like Danny, but then
do you get to request who it is? Like if it's a guy, like if you're a guy, do they have a guy do the search on you or is it just random?
No, a female can't do it. It always has to be the same.
So what? Yeah, what if you're gay?
But if you're gay and you feel like you're being sexually assaulted because a man's touching you there, I think you have a pretty good case to say that a woman should do it.
Wait a minute. Okay, man arrested after ejaculating during TSA pat down. Man, that guy's getting in there.
Oh my God. Isn't this a little ridiculous, though?
It is a joke, though.
Oh, it's a joke? It's not a real thing?
No.
So do you think you actually could get arrested if you ejaculated?
How would they know? You'd have to ejaculate a lot for it to seep through your pants.
Yeah, but I mean, what if you don't wear underwear? There's no law saying you have to wear underwear, first of all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's no law saying you have to wear underwear. You absolutely can go out with like a pair of sweatpants on and no underwear. So just wear thin sweatpants.
But couldn't it be covered under something else, though? Like, I mean, if I was wearing, like, really thin sweatpants that were, like, almost translucent, and you could clearly see, like, that could be, like, under indecent exposure.
The outline of it, you mean?
No, I mean, like,
if you could see through it. No, I'm talking, yeah, like, I'm not talking about seeing it. I'm talking about black sweatpants that you can't see through. So then you just could see maybe the outline of it because you have a rock hard erection.
Stop saying rock hard.
Okay. So you have a super, super hard erection, right? And on the cab ride over there, you got yourself super close. So you, right when you walk up, you are just ready to go. And then as soon as he touches you.
But you figure you got it. You can't get close in the cab.
Well, what if you have, like, let's say I have you drop me off at the airport.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, let's say you have a friend or you have... Let's
yeah,
say
what does that mean?
do I blow you every time I take you to the airport?
I'm saying, let's say Tanya takes me to the airport.
What, are you getting some road prayer on the way to the airport? Yeah.
Let's say I drive to the airport and Tanya drops me off. And she's driving, but I'm masturbating the whole way there. I already know Chris hates that. So I'm masturbating the whole way there and I get really close. And then right when I'm about to finish, I walk up to I just get out and go to the TSA bag place or whatever, or security place.
Have you ever been on an airplane before?
Wait, this takes place at the train station. Right?
You just walk up to the TSA bag place, right?
I lost my train of thought.
Yes.
I mean, I won.
I got to ask you, though. We're going to go back a little bit, but what would Tanya say if if she's driving and you just pull it out and start masturbating with no, like, dialogue of what's happening?
She would giggle and say, she would giggle and say, "What are you doing?"
Do you think she would be into that, or do you think she would be
yeah, definitely. She would think it was a joke at first, which it probably would be. But then if I, kept doing it, she would, laugh and be like, "What? Why are you doing that?" But she would be slightly getting turned on. That's my honest. I mean,
because your penis doesn't know it's a joke.
Reverse the question. What would Sonya do if you did that?
She couldn't pull over quick enough.
Seriously, do you think, are you making a joke or are you being serious?
Honestly, as long as we've been together and we're married, I honestly don't know how she'd react. But I feel like it would be extreme.
It would either be
positive or it would backfire. I don't feel like it would just be like, "Huh, that's what you're doing?"
Change the station.
Yeah, I feel like she'd either really be into it or really not be into it.
That's a good question.
Well, what if Tanya or Sonya just whipped out their vagina and started
whipped
rubbing
it out? Have you ever seen a vagina?
Not
have you ever seen one whipped out?
I try not to see it during the light of day. Well, because I do that all the time partly as a joke and partly because, hey, let's see what happens.
So you have done that before?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Of course. But you haven't done that, Ben? Girls love when you masturbate in front of them.
Well, I don't do that necessarily. Ben. I'll just have it out and act like total casual and let them find it.
Let them find it.
It's hilarious.
Give me some examples. Just like in the car.
You know, just like at church and
in court.
In court, yeah. When I'm testifying at a murder trial. Or if I'm speaking before Congress.
You actually have a pretty interesting life. I did
now, not have you have you ever pulled it out and done that and then it hadn't gone over well?
Not that I can recall. I mean, it depends.
What typically happens when you do that?
It's not like they go, "What? What is that?" And they pull over and
what is that?
Alert the authorities. It's just like either they laugh because usually I'm just doing it as a joke, or they go, Usually it's not that, but once in a while.
Right, once in a while.
Interesting proposal.
You've never done that, Ben?
No, I never have.
You've never done the movie theater trick where you sneak it out and
put it in the popcorn?
Chris, have you ever literally put it in the popcorn?
I've never put it in the popcorn, but I have snuck it out in the theater. If the row's clear and the timing is right and it's late at night. Then...
Sounds like a song.
I know.
You should write a pop song that's about Chris pulling it out in the movie theater.
There's never a time I walk into a movie theater with a lady that I don't size up the situation and try to find a secluded row.
You know what's funny? As I was editing our last podcast, I was thinking, there's so many swear words and stuff in it and just references to porno and stuff. We could work a little more clean. And my plan was to try to do that tonight. But then we just start talking about this.
My cock is a fascinating topic.
It's true.
So have you ever gotten a BJ in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
You ever done a girl in the movie theater?
Have you ever penetrated with your... Have you ever had penile penetration into a vagina in the movie theater? Even just a little bit.
Have you ever played just the tip during the previews?
He was actually seeing just the tip.
I have never done penetration in a theater.
You've clearly had your hands... you've had fingeral penetration.
Fingeral, yes.
The movie screen wasn't the only digital projection.
Has your tongue ever touched a vagina in a movie theater?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I can't remember a time when it has.
Okay.
That's a little...
Have you ever finished in a movie theater?
That's what I was going to ask.
No.
What? You just got you didn't get a full blow job? You just got some blow work? That's got to be unsatisfying. I guarantee you did not enjoy that movie. What?
I was going to make a joke, but it made myself. It's not going to be as funny as I think it is.
All right, let's hear it.
I was going to say.
You don't even need to say it. You already have me laughing.
I was going to say, maybe Chris got like a little teaser head while he's seeing Avatar, and then he can make a joke about how his balls are as blue as the natives.
That wasn't funny.
I know, but I don't know. that was stupid.
Oh, man.
What movie do you guys think it was?
It's got to be Cool Runnings, right?
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
When you guys see a homeless guy by the freeway, are you really interested in reading his sign?
No.
I am totally interested in reading what he wrote on his sign.
There's a guy right by on our freeway, or the on-ramp that I get on every morning, who holds a sign up, but he has a newspaper every day that he's reading while he's holding the sign up, as though he's just on the daily commute.
What section of the paper do you think he looks at first?
Is there like a homeless section?
Housing, maybe.
That's true, but do you really think he's in the market?
Maybe he wants to see the going rate of like rent, and he's like, suckers.
Maybe he wants to put out the appearance that he's looking for a job right at that moment, so that your money's not going
to the classifieds.
Like, he's pretending to circle things like, ooh, that's a good opportunity for me.
What do you think he's circling? Like, what job do you think he's like?
I don't know.
So when you guys pick up a newspaper, what are the first three things that you look at?
The funnies, the sports, and I don't really look at anything else.
Chris, same question.
I look at the front page.
I guess I look at it, but I don't mean to.
So then I check out the latest Ken Ken puzzle. And then I try to do the word jumble, but then I can't do it, and I pretend like I didn't really want to anyway.
Just in case anyone was watching.
I cannot do the jumble at all. It could be like one letter is out of place of a three-letter word, and I'll have no idea.
You guys ever read the obituaries?
No, but yeah. I'm surprised Chris didn't go straight for that.
No, I do read the obituaries.
Because the sports page is the first thing I always look at, but the obituaries is always the second thing that I read.
I have never read an obituary in my entire life.
I fucking love to read the obituaries.
I do too.
It's just cool to read about what I always do first is I'll scan the obits and I look for people around my same age that have died. And then you always try to figure out, because a lot of times they don't say like, this guy died this way.
Right.
You got to kind of put some clues
together.
You got to
piece it together.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're a homicide detective.
Okay.
You got to figure out how this guy died based on some sorry recap that somebody wrote of their life.
There's not obituaries about everyone that dies, right?
No.
Only
I mean, if you died, they wouldn't put it in the paper unless your family contacted the paper and let them know.
Okay, and then they would put an obituary out. And
yeah,
would they charge you for that?
Yeah.
They charge you to that's...
Well, it's like space. It's like if you tried to sell your old microwave in the paper, they would charge you for that.
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's cheaper for space in the obituaries than in other places? Because then you could try to like sneak in selling your microwave.
How would you do that?
Like, let's say Chris died and I want to get, like, he has a TV in his room. Like, Chris Clements died Thursday, leaving behind a 24-inch flat screen with very little usage, which is now available for.
That's a good tip, especially in this economy. We should try to do that.
Try to
you should see how much it costs in the LA Times to run like a obituary thing and then word it like that and see if they'd even print it.
Ooh, we could try to sneak in an ad for Shoddy Radio.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We make up a fake obituary. We'll find some old picture, some old lady, and we'll be like, Mabel Johnson died today. Her only love was Shoddy Radio.
.com.
She is survived by Chris, Danny, and Ben and their hilarious podcast.
That's not a bad idea. But we could say she was the, like, she ran Shoddy Radio. She was the producer. She was the original producer of Shoddy Radio.
She was found chopped up under producer Brian's bed. No charges were filed.
Huh. I like that her name's, what was her name? Mabel Johnson. That is such an old person name.
But she sounds like a black woman.
Well.
Mabel Jefferson. That'll give us the ethnic vote.
Vote? Are we running for some type of office?
I mean, if we're running an ad for Shoddy Radio, I mean,
we just want
black people in our demographic.
I don't know that Mabel's a popular black first name, is it?
Oh, I thought you said Maple. I'm sorry.
Oh, Maple might be. They like syrup from what I've
That's what I'm saying.
I understand. Like... We'll call her Hot Sauce Jefferson.
Sounds like some type of, like a hip-hop star. What if we did that? What if we said, do you think that could draw? What should we do? We need to do something to draw attention to Shoddy Radio. What kind of a stunt can we do that might get reported on?
It has to be something outrageous.
We could do something.
You know what?
What?
I've got it.
Here comes a real thing.
No, I really do have it.
All right.
Producer Brian is possibly going to get tickets for UCLA and USC.
Oh, yeah.
At the Rose Bowl.
Right.
One of us has to streak.
Oh, that is a good idea.
It could be me, and I'll write www.shoddyradio.com on my dick. I can even fit the http://if you need me to.
Maybe you could even put a specific episode title, like slash.
I'll make sure I write really big so everyone can see it.
You better fit that http://. Because I don't want people, I don't want there to be any confusion.
Right.
Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not. Chris, Ben, and Danny ramble on like idiots. They never stay on topic. Most of the time they don't even have a topic. They think they're so smart, but you want to know something? They're not.
Did I tell you about how the hospital that Delaney was born in had free Wi-Fi? And when I tried to pull up Shoddy Radio on the Wi-Fi, it rejected us and it said, this site contains pornographic material.
What?
And it was like instant. It wasn't like it had to be reviewed. For some reason, on a free hospital Wi-Fi, something about Shoddy Radio sent up pornography.
They might just have filters that only allow certain websites that they've listed.
But why would it specifically say that it contains pornography? It didn't say, like...
That's a good point.
It didn't say not approved or highly offensive.
Well, maybe their system is just shitty and they only have two options.
What would it be, offensive or pornography?
Pornography or not pornography.
That's how I view the world.
Yeah.
So some people could get rejected and say, you can't go to this website because it's not pornography.
Danny, that seems weird. Danny sometimes has YouTube videos to show me. I'll be like, wait a minute, is this going to be pornography? And he'll say no, and then I'm out.
Do they show pornography? I don't think
they don't show porn unless somebody sneaks it on.
If you see pornography on YouTube, it's pretty fresh.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I like my porn.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's not impossible that there's porn on YouTube. It's just if you're lucky.
Right. You don't want porno with all those chemicals in there to keep it for a long time. You want fresh.
There's no additives or preservatives on YouTube porn.
You know what I've noticed lately about the internet?
What's that, Chris?
It's hard to find videos of dogs fucking chicks. I remember back in the golden age of internet, you could find dogs fucking chicks anywhere.
Did you really see that?
Oh, God, yes.
How many dogs have you seen fuck a chick?
Probably seen about, somewhere around 25 dogs fucking different chicks.
Have you ever seen the same dog fuck different chicks, do you think?
I don't know. Couldn't tell.
Well, I just mean, is there a website where, like,
one, they're not, like, every... holding up the papers and
what that question meant was, was, like, is there a website you used to go to where, like, every week Fido fucks a different chick?
That's awesome if they had that. And you could root for that one dog, like, yeah. And that dog's got, like, a much higher number than you.
That's true. Wow!
Did you accidentally find these? Because I know you go to some fucked up websites where there might just be like video overload thrown at you, just crazy videos.
I saw this video one time of this girl blowing a dog, and it was like this little like Jack Russell Terrier, and the girl was hot. She was so smoking hot. I couldn't believe it.
Were you jealous of the Jack Russell?
It was weird. Like, if I ever hooked up with that girl, I would feel super lucky. But then if I found out later on that she was blowing terriers, I mean, that would sort of ruin it a little bit.
Do you think it's animal abuse for, like, people to have sex with animals?
It depends.
But here's what I say. If you're taking it or if you're blowing the animal, then
no.
No.
Dave's really passionate about this.
But if you were a dog and you were getting blown by some chick and you didn't know what was going on, that's not abuse. But
by the way, this dog knew what was going on.
Oh, really? The terrier did?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that the terrier had any idea that the woman was hotter than most women, or that she was good at, like, does it matter if a girl gives good head to a dog or just regular? You know.
I don't know, but I know that when you trade up species wise, you get bragging rights among.
But
the
what
other
could
dogs.
That's what sucks? That's the one thing that sucks about being a human, or one of the things.
You can't trade up.
What can we trade up to?
Well, it's all relative. Maybe you can trade up.
Well, what could you brag about?
Even if it's not trading up, if you can somehow get a horse to blow you, wouldn't you brag about that? Like if you got deep throated by a giraffe. Like that'd be a pretty cool thing to brag about.
That's the only way I can get deep throated.
I mean, strictly like food chain speaking.
So anything that eats us, it's cool.
If we fucked a dinosaur, that would be like the top thing.
Well, what about a crocodile? Because a crocodile would fuck.
But we're smarter than crocodiles.
Yeah, but you said food chain.
I mean, like in the evolutionary sense, like we're the dominant species on the planet.
What about if you fucked like the Kodiak grizzly bear? That would at least be somewhat.
It'd
bragging
be pretty
rights.
Cool. But you know, back in caveman days, like the top thing was to fuck a pterodactyl.
That's documented, right?
If you could catch it, that'd be bragging rights enough, and then fuck it, and then let it go, and the pterodactyl just swoops off in shame.
It's funny. It's like, you know how we catch fish now and we tag them and then we release them back into the wild? That was their version of that.
I wish Dr. Zach was on this episode.
What if I think the best thing that you could do is not only convince another like another creature to blow you, but something that hasn't been proven to exist. Like, what if you could say, what if you had video proof that Sasquatch was real and it was blowing you?
That would be the by far the number one most downloaded video.
Oh, man, that would be the craziest thing in the world.
You know what would be awesome about it? Is that everyone would have to watch it because, like, everyone wants to see if Sasquatch is real, but a lot of people don't want to watch pornography, and they're sort of morally opposed to it. But if they want to see whether or not this is the real Sasquatch, they have to watch him blow you.
They'd have to show it in high school biology.
You know what
classes.
I mean? Yeah. You'd be famous. Yeah. That's a good idea. If I ever discover something, I'm going to make it blow me.
Well, you keep discovering Brian every night. You're like Columbus with the New World.
Oh, man.
Shoddy Radio is produced by Jeff Franklin Productions with Miller Boyette Productions in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.